Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio on a Tuesday, Technology Tuesday, brought to you by High Plains Apache. Today on Technology Tuesday, it's a throwback to the National Biodiesel Conference, now to be known going forward as Clean Fuels Alliance. Remember the days of IP, Ingrained Identity Preserved. That was a major leap forward.
So, like the concept of identity preserved in grain, traceability in feedstocks for biodiesel plants is, well, it's not only coming, it's here. Donnie Charles from Veriflux is here at the National Biodiesel Conference, which is now Clean Fuels America. Donnie, how are you?
Good. How are you, Mick?
Well, I'm all right. The technology of traceability. Obviously, we've from IP, which began in the 90s, and now it's coming back again. It began as very paper intensive. But first of all, tell us a little bit about Veriflux.
Yeah, sure. So Veriflux is an end-to-end platform for waste feedstock traceability. And my partner and I came up with the idea because we were heavily involved in the feedstock supply chain. And we saw that there were a number of challenges. The first being that it's a paper-reliant process. Even though it's 2022, it's still heavily reliant on paper. And then in addition to that, we had a number of other challenges, such as it was a multi-stakeholder. There's a whole bunch of different entities involved in the supply chain. So how do you incentivize sharing? And the truth of the matter is, at the end of the day, it really comes down to data. It's a data problem, and so it requires the data solution, and technology is the solution, and that's why we built Veriflux.
And as you said in your presentation, we all have a mobile device, and we didn't have that back in the 90s, but now everybody knows where they're at, when they were there, and you use that as a tool.
Yeah, the great thing about mobile is it's capturing so many atmospherics. It's capturing your coordinates via GPS or by pinging off of cell towers. When you take a photo, there's a metadata embedded in the photo. So really enhancing all of that through an easy-to-use, customized mobile application was our vision, and that's what we were able to do. And as a result of that, now when you have to say, how do you accurately capture data at the point of origin, right, we say, we're using the thing you already have built into your pocket, your mobile device, and so we're able to capture that, and we're able to validate and authenticate that what we're capturing is true.
Is traceability of feedstock for the biodiesel plants or the renewable fuels plants, is this a mandate currently, or is this something that's coming?
Yeah, so the actual regulatory framework requires traceability to, they use two terms, they being the EPA and then CARB and some of the low carbon fuel standards, to the point of origin or to the point of collection. So really the requirement is, let's take used cooking oil as an example of one type of feedstock. The requirement is you need to be able to trace back every drop of used cooking oil back to the restaurant where it was initially collected. And that's a huge feat to be able to do, which is why you need technology to enable you to do it in an authenticated manner and to be able to do it at scale across the entire country.
Now, but currently about 50% of the renewable diesel, the biodiesel, and sustainable aviation fuel comes from waste products. The other 50% from agricultural products. Do you see the need for traceability from, say, a soybean right down to where the field that soybean was grown in? Will that day come, or is that here now?
So I think that day will come. The reason why waste supply chains have additional requirements or are a little more complex is because there are more stakeholders involved. It's not as much an A to B transaction. But there's no question that as we look at agriculture and some of the other avenues for feedstocks, that you're going to see the need for more of a data-rich environment. And I'll give you one example of that. As water and water scarcity becomes more and more of an issue, you could see regulatory environments where you have governance and compliance requirements that are saying, okay, not only do we want to know how much energy you used to produce this crop, but we also want to know how much water and whether or not you were using and making efficient use of water. And all of that will rely on data and data at the point of origin, at the point of sourcing. And so there's a day where, and it's probably not too far off, where that will definitely be a part of the regulatory framework.
Something that farmers are not familiar with, but airlines, trucking firms, all industry, a CI score, the carbon intensity score, and that's something, I guess, that's coming to agriculture too.
Yeah, it's no question. And part of what we're trying to enable with Veriflux is we're trying to enable you to collect that data, not only on the feedstock so that you can trace it, but also start to collect that data on what your carbon footprint looks like, and then identify mechanisms to make your processes more efficient to reduce that CI score. So it's sort of a win-win in that respect.
All right. You're funded by and partners with the EPA. Is that true?
Yeah, we were very fortunate to receive a contract and the support of the EPA We're working hand in hand with them. We know that this is a big priority through, again, their regulatory framework. And so we're really grateful to have their support. And we hope that there are a number of initiatives in this space that can continue to get support of government and of industry, because it's really important.
You bet. All right. Well, we're visiting with Donnie Charles, Veriflux. Technology Tuesday segment here on the technology of traceability. And I have to refer to my notes here on your technology. It begins with workflow digitization. Now, we're going to go through a series of terms here that, again, farmers are not familiar with, but describe workflow digitization in the traceability technology.
Yeah, so that's a fancy way of saying that instead of doing things using paper, that you have a great opportunity, again, using, let's say, just your mobile device, to have data-enriched processes. And it doesn't have to be complicated to use. Our whole focus is we're user-centric. So we focus on the users. We focus on the collectors or down the road on the farmers, so that it's easy and streamlined for them to be able to use these systems and then to capture the data that's so critical, not only to their businesses, but then ultimately throughout the supply chain for traceability and for compliance purposes.
Step two, another wild term, stream tokenization. What's that all about?
Yeah, so especially when you're dealing with liquid, right? Liquid being amorphous, it could get mixed in trucks or mixed in a rail car or in a pipeline. You need to do some, not complicated, but definitely complex mathematical processes to be able to account for all of that different liquid. And so we came up with an algorithmic framework that we call stream tokenization. It's patent pending right now. And it allows us to be able to account for liquid that is in those different forms and be able to account for it throughout the supply chain, which is one of the biggest challenges. And it's why we started with liquid first, as opposed to other feedstocks that aren't necessarily liquid in their original form, because liquid, in our view, was the most challenging to begin with. And then we can work backwards to others.
Farmers are very familiar with scale tickets. And that, I guess, is true in the liquid, the cooking oil, waste cooking oil from restaurants. But transaction traceability, that's where these scale tickets come in.
Yeah, so our thought process was, instead of thinking about a supply chain as this elongated process, if you break it down into a series of events and you think about those as microtransactions, well, now to just register a single transaction isn't that difficult. That one scale ticket, which basically represents I dropped something off, you weighed it, and then you confirmed the weight and you shared that with me. If we can now have that in a digitized form, all we have to do is scale that enfold to be able to enable the full supply chain to be captured. And so that's really what we're doing, is we're breaking down the entire supply chain into these microtransactions, recording them against our immutable ledger, and then bringing that together to provide the full visibility into the supply chain.
And they are transparent, but they are not going to make anybody mad, right?
Yeah, they're not going to make anyone mad. And specifically, and this goes back to our focus on the user, we know that businesses within this environment are hesitant to share data. So even if you are actively collecting this data about your supply chain or about individual components of your supply chain, you don't want to share it downstream, upstream, because those other companies may in fact be your competitors. If not today, maybe they'll buy another company and then they'll be your competitor down the road. And so what we enable is what we call differential visibility, which is to say we give you the capacity to have full access to your data, to be able to manage the entitlements to that data however you want, and then to share that data in however form you want to share it, either raw, if you feel comfortable doing that, or anonymized. And so we use what's called a unidirectional hash, which then allows you to share that data. That hash is then represented on the immutable ledger, so it is a true representation of the source of origin, but you're not then sharing your sensitive customer information with other folks along the supply chain.
Sure. Again, nobody's mad at anybody.
Yep, exactly. That's our goal. Try to make everyone happy.
Yeah. The final step, comprehensive auditability. And again, describe that.
Yeah, so our goal here is, whether you're a government agency at the federal level, at the state level, even at the local level, or if you are a fuel producer all the way downstream to the farmer or the collector, we want to be able to provide that comprehensive auditability, not only across the supply chain, but also for you and for your entire business. So if we go back to that idea of you have visibility into your operations, now that you have this data, you have the full ability to audit that data, to look at that data and to say, okay, how can I make my business more efficient? How can I improve my processes? And then in the event that you are part of an audit as part of, you know, your day-to-day operations within the renewable industry, you now have that picture that you can share with those regulatory bodies.
All right. Donnie Charles from Veriflux. Again, a lot of farmers may or may not actually Well, they are creating soybean oil that will end up at a soybean crushing facility that will end up at a renewable diesel or biofuel plant. But they also might belong to the local Legion or VFW or Eagles Club that has a lot of waste oil. And again, that is traceability. There's a service you could provide. You're based in D.C., but you can provide your service anywhere?
Yeah, we can. We're all over the country, as well as we're starting to explore options in Canada and elsewhere overseas. So I encourage folks, if they are interested in learning more, they can go to Veriflux, Veriflux.io. They'll see a nice video there explaining a bit more about what we're doing. They can also find links to press releases from the EPA about the work we're doing with the EPA. And if they want to reach out, they can shoot us a note and we'd be happy to talk more with them.
Sure. The technology of traceability, very analogous to identity preservation for grain. That's value added. And I guess it's another step in the regulatory aspect of biofuels. Is there a way of calling that value added?
Oh, yeah, no question. I think we're adding value at every step across the supply chain, including one additional step, which we haven't talked about, which is the step after the fuel producers. So when you're talking about the consumers or the actual users of that fuel, whether they're Fortune 500 companies or private companies, whatever it may be, as they're looking to increase their ESG metrics and to be able to prove the positive environmental impact that they're having, now we have this data that anyone along the supply chain, or in this case, the fuel producers, can provide to them to say, here is the actual material impact that by using our fuel you are having in a positive way on the environment. And so I think it's a win-win across the board. And by enabling folks to have that data and to manage it in a responsible and comfortable way for them, we're going to allow everyone across the industry to feel incentivized to be able to trace their product, to authenticate it, and to be more sustainable going forward.
All right. Donnie Charles, Veriflux. The website again.
It's Veriflux.io.
Good luck.
Thank you, Mick.
And that's Technology Tuesday brought to you by High Plains Apache.